Planning and Zoning Commission met last night via Zoom, and joining me on the line, Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Morning, Katie, and Happy New Year. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. How was the meeting last night? I know you got some big agendas coming up next few meetings.
Yes, we sure do. And then as such, we're starting our meetings at 4 o'clock as opposed to the 5 o'clock where we have been doing it. But that does help a lot so we can get out of there at a reasonable hour. But we started last night with a pre-application. These are non-binding discussions with the commission. And the first one was for an affordable housing development in Byram on the corner of Mill Street and South Water Street. This did propose having commercial on the first floor and then 27 units above. The interesting thing about this one was the parking was very limited. So what they had suggested was that the town hall, that the town parking lot behind the building be used, the William Street lot. The commission was not in favor of that at all. They do not have the authority over the town parking lot. That would have to go through the Board of Selectmen. But regardless, they felt it was inappropriate to use town resource in that way. Further, that particular resource is not really available for that kind of load, so to speak. It's already a very heavily used parking lot. So the commission did have some suggestions of other types of developments that included below market rate housing. So hopefully the applicant will take that and come in with something that is received a little better. Then we had another pre-application at 22 Baldwin Farms Road South. This was for a large home over 150,000 cubic feet in volume and including an indoor athletic facility. That was well received. There was talk about trees, and the commission did ask them, as a matter of fact, speaking of trees, to do them a favor and calculate the percentage of the drip line of the green area on the property, green area being defined in the obvious way there, but within that grass landscaped area, how much of the canopy of the trees was included. And the reason for that is the commission is looking for ways to make improvements to our landscaping regulations, and the number of trees within a landscaping plan is of interest to them, so they wanted to find out more about the specifics on that property. Then we had another pre-application at 80 Valley Road. This was for a mixed-use commercial and with one residential unit, and the applicant gave their comments about creating exceeding the affordability requirements under the regulations under 6110. This is the property that that one knows is where the dog groomer is and the greenhouses. So it would be used effectively as kind of a downsizing situation for the property owner from their existing home. And like I said, it was well received. There was public comment about drainage concerns. There had been a lawsuit back from 2013, I think it was, or maybe 2003. But regardless, it's a troubled property from the past, so the commission wants that to be looked at closely before they come back. Then we got to the main application of the evening. This was a pre-application at 5 Brook Ridge and 515 East Putnam. This is the pre-application for an affordable housing project. This is one that's kind of across the street from Pathways. The commission mentioned the obvious, that when they come back for an application, there would have to be studies provided on the traffic impacts. A lot of concern was raised in the neighborhood about how you cannot take a left or a right easily out of that road now onto the post road, and significant concern about what it would mean when there's 86 units added to that intersection and how people will be able to navigate carefully there, particularly given that that's obviously the main thoroughfare for ambulances and fire trucks and whatnot. So there is concern about clogging up of the road. There was a lot of disdain for the property owner who decided to remove significant trees. There is no restriction for them doing that. They were totally within their rights. But regardless, people found that very very objectionable. There's obviously concerns about drainage and that kind of thing. So the biggest issue, though, is that they are not within the sewer boundary area, and therefore they don't get an automatic tie into the sewer system. So the town charter describes how one requests tie-in through the Commissioner of Public Works, and there was a little bit of discussion about how they should proceed there, but there are 7 points that the applicant will have to prove in order to convince the commissioner that they should be allowed to tie in. So I think that's going to be the primary issue on this one.
Okay. Katie, in general, how long will it take for these pre-applications to come back to you?
Well, this particular one has already submitted their final site plan, so I think they want to get or will be submitting it very soon. Sorry, they haven't submitted it yet, but I know that they are ready to go, so I'm expecting that this week, actually. So I think that'll be March, April when we hear that one, considering our application load.
All right, great. And then we move to the regular part of the meeting, right?
Yes, we started with St. Catherine of Siena, St. Catherine's Church. This is they're looking to do something to help out the J House, where they would allow the hotel and restaurant employees to park in their property. The problem is that St. Catherine is a nonprofit organization, and doing something in that way with a for-profit was not viewed very well by the commission. So to talk about either a variance or potentially selling the portion of land to the J House and then, leasing it back to the church when they needed it or whatever deal they're going to come up with. But the commission wasn't very receptive to the way that they submitted the application, given that complication with the profit nonprofit issue. So we'll see how that one pans out. Then 47 Edgewater Drive, this was for a coastal home. That was approved, but not without some controversy because the sewer department has been alerting applicants that they need to have their property owner sign off in writing saying that they have read the comments and they will meet the comments. The reason for that is the sewer department, they write their comments and people tell them that they read them. And then they show up at their door trying to get a building permit, and they say, well, how have you addressed the comments? And then there's delays, and the sewer department gets a bad rap for taking the appropriate time to review things when it should have been submitted. Anyway, it's a process snafu. So this property owner was able to get the signature in the nick of time before the meeting ended, so they were approved in the end, so that was good. 270 Lake Avenue, that's the Chabad, that was withdrawn and was not heard at all, reason being that the property owner rescinded their authorization to allow the application to go forward, so there really was no point at that point of discussing conditions and the like since without that authorization, there's a big chunk of the application missing. So I don't think it would have been resolved favorably at that point. So that was withdrawn. And then we had 33 Rounds Hill Club Road. That is the Rounds Hill Club. And they wanted to do a turf maintenance building. That was approved. Englander property at 25 Pear Lane. They wanted to do a lot line revision, and that was left open due to the sewer comment issue that I mentioned previously. So we'll hear that briefly at the next meeting. And that rounds it out the meeting.
And what do we look for the next meeting?
So the next meeting is on January 20th, and we will hear the high school construction entrance project at that meeting. There's also renovation proposed at 99 River Road. That's kind of that white triangle building, so I think we'll hear that then. We have our short-term rental regulations that will be heard then, too, and likely regulations about logos and how those should be regulated. And then potentially the Arnold Food Bakery, that's just a pre-application for an emergency generator, I think that's kind of the big ones for that one.
All right.
Not that I think Arnold's Bakery will create too much fanfare, but you never know.
You never know. Never know. All right, Katie, thanks very much. Great job. We appreciate your time
this
morning.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Good. Stay safe.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, PNC.